Around the country today, Toyota technicians are gearing up for the recall. Many are attending training sessions to better understand the problems and how to fix them. Craig Lamolt from member station WSHU in Connecticut sat in on one of the classes.
Ken Punt is a technician at a Toyota dealership in Hartford, Connecticut. He says a lot of people have been calling about the recalls recently, confused about whether their cars are safe to drive or if they need to bring them in right away. One man came by the dealership yesterday.
It's a concern, but he didn't think that his car was really going to ever do what was said. And, I think he's right. I mean, really, you know, you drive the car, that the notices will come out, we'll bring you in, and we'll take care of you. That's what we're here for.
Punt is one of about 40 technicians from Connecticut who are here at Gateway Community College in North Haven to hear a presentation from Jeff Gann of Toyota on how to fix the problems that led to the recalls.
We're going to go through all the highlights, and we're going to touch on what we think stuff is important that you may not have caught on to as you read through the information.
There are two different types of accelerator pedals for the Camry.
The training session includes a video with demonstrations on how to fix the problems.
The modification will be slightly different for each type of pedal.
5.4 million Toyotas are being recalled because the gas pedal can get caught in the floor mat. The fix involves replacing a pad that's under the pedal, as well as cutting down the pedal itself. Here's Gann again.
Shortening it by about an inch and a half. Just increasing that pedal distance between the pedal and the floor.
The floor mats aren't the only problem. More than 2 million of those cars face a second recall because of sticky gas pedals. Technicians will handle both issues at the same time. Gann says the sticky pedal problem is being caused by two pieces of plastic inside the pedal that are touching. So to fix it, they're inserting a little piece of metal called a shim to separate them. Gann holds a gas pedal in his hand and shows the technicians how to do it.
Yeah, right here and right here. You just want to make sure that it's in between those.
So it doesn't ride up on that.
Right.
Okay.
The shims are designed to click into place.
That's the click you're talking about.
Yep. That's it.
Most of Toyota's 1,242 dealerships have extended their hours to deal with the recalls, and some are working around the clock. Bart Foster works at a dealership in New London, Connecticut.
It's kind of a kick in the pants, but once we know what the fix is, we're happy, more than happy to do it for the people. You know what I'm saying? We get the press, too. We don't like hearing our name go down. You know what I'm saying? I've been with Toyota for a long time, and I plan to be with her for the rest of my life. So.
And you guys think you'll get through this?
Yes, with flying colors.
But even if technicians can get a handle on fixing all the cars with potential sticky pedals and floor mats that can get caught in them, they still might not be done with their work. Toyota has now acknowledged a design problem in the brakes of some hybrid Prius models. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Connecticut.